very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about business opportunities back home that the diaspora can invest in.
Many times people in the diaspora want to invest back home, but they are discouraged by the unfavorable economic conditions or lack of sound business guidance.
Tonight, we want to discuss those opportunities and business ideas that the diaspora can engage in.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And so tonight, we want to hear your views on the issue of the diaspora and investment back home. And the number again that you can call us is 001-202-619-2077. That's our direct line. And the other number that you can use for WhatsApp is 001-202-465-0318. You text us and we'll call you right back.
Ongu nasi vatereri nyaya ndiyoyo yeku isamari muhomwe hanzi nava ine chimwe chinhu mukati kwete isina chinhu hanzi ine mhepo aiwa handi zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo nasi tiri kutaura nezvekugadzira mari urongwa hwekuita mari iwe uri mudiaspora mari ichigadzirwa kumusha hanzi tichiinvesta back into the economy kumusha ndonyaya tiri kukurukura zvisara zvezimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kunze kwenyika tinoona vachitya kuita mabhizimusi kana kupinda mune zvimwe zvinogadzira mari kumusha hanzi aiwa ndozodyirwa mari nekuti ndakamboona mumwe akadyirwa mari mumwe ndakanzwa kuti aivaka asi aitumidzirwa mapicture emba isiri iyo paakazoenda mumusha akafenda akafa aiwa handizvo zvatiri kuda kuti zviitwe nevana vezimbabwe toda kuti mupinde mukuvaka nyika muchivaka upenyu hwenyu nekuvaka mari kuburikidza nezvirongwa zviri kuitwa kumusha nhasi uno uyu tine rombo rakanaka nekuti tine mumwe wevanhu vanobatsira vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti munge muchipinda muzvirongwa izvozvo tine vanoitwa Gary Thompson vane chirongwa chiri kutenderera munyika nhatu chavari kufamba vachitaurira vana vezimbabwe pamusoro penyaya dzekuita mabhizimusi kumusha chirongwa chinonzi Homecoming Tour chapinda maguta akati wandei nenyika nhatu dzatataura vane zvakawanda yatingati full package kana tichitaura pachikuru aiwa hanzi matsaga nematsaga ezvirongwa zvirimo zvinogona kuti zvichibatsira vana vezimbabwe nyaya dzedzimba dzingava nyaya dzekuti zvandine imba yangu kana property kumusha yotariswa nani vanoita basa iroro nyaya dzekuti urwere mumwe akanga ari kumusha achirwara iwo uri kuno vanokwanisa kuti unge vachingobhadhira mari zvinhu zvichifamba voitawo zvakare nyaya dzekufirwa ndoimwe nyaya inotinetsa nekuti kumusha kwakaita rufu hanzi mazivisa here mukomana kana musikana ari kumhiri kwemakungwa nekuti vanenge vachitarisirwa ndi muchatumira mari vanobata zvakare nyaya idzodzo nechirongwa chavo koita kana zvekutakura chaizvo zvamune matenga kuno muchida kuzvoende kumusha vanokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichiitika ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatoda kuti kurukure nhasi nemi mose muri kunze ikoko mune mabhizimusi enyu amuri kuita vana vezimbabwe ngatiakurukurei pachirongwa ndechenyu Diaspora Forum Chris
yebo chonga lamhlanje ke zulu kandaba sixoxa ngodaba lokuwenza imali umuyi uDr Joshua Nkomo wathi yena nxa ufuna ukwenza imali uyiphendulela ibala elithi lima kodwa ke hayi lamhla sikhulume ngokulima kuphela jonga sikhuluma ngemali okuthiwa lokhu ngesilungu i-investment yeah sibe lethuba elihle ke lamhlanje silebezethekeli esizaxoxa lazo siyazi njalo ukuthi bakhona abazasitshayela ucingo lathi zabatshayela ucingo lingakhohlwa ke inombolo zethu 001-202-619-2077. So, Jonga, tonight to help us discuss the issue, we have people from Gary Thompson and Associates in Advertising Giant and Marketing Giant from Zimbabwe, who we have right here in the studio. Gary, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, Gary and Thompson tonight will host a meeting to discuss investment opportunities in Zimbabwe and market products and opportunities for investment in Zimbabwe, that is, establishing trust and clear investment deals with reputable firms. Mm. That's right.
Sounded brilliant. I love Dindabere as well.
Maybe what we can do first is for Gary to introduce what they have to offer and what's taking them around the world.
Chongwa, thank you. Well, we've just come out of the UK. Oh, it's been an amazing time, you know, from Birmingham, Nottingham, Leicester, then all the way to Manchester, back to London and repeat. It's been a fantastic time with our people there, essentially through churches where there's large groups. And what we've heard, and there's a clarion call by our diasporans, it's the rebuilding of trust. And, you know, Jongo, we're going to do nothing if we don't rebuild trust, because human capital, financial capital, any capitalization that takes place continentally or even into the investment environment of Zimbabwe is going to be built on the power of trust. So it was very important to us that we reestablish that. And so we've got some wonderful brands that have partnered us. We've called it the power of partnerships to bring the power of a new day to our people. But first and foremost, we've got to get the lines of communication not being broken through distrust or false promises.
Mm-hmm. So the first question that comes to mind when you talk of, you know, investing in Zimbabwe is the current economic and political environment. Supposing I want to go home and invest, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. So how are you going to persuade me to invest when I know there's that kind of uncertainty?
Well, you know, Chris, you've got to make a choice in life. There's a broad road and most people are going down that. And there's sharks and it's just a bloody sea. Everyone's competing. Or you can take that narrow road, and not many cars are going down it. And I'm saying to you right now, it's the road into Zimbabwe. It's the road into a new nation. We cannot continue in the path that we've been on. We've got multiple millions of people who've got nowhere to go. They can't all get into the diaspora. So I think the opportunity and the early birds, the early cyclical side is right now, this thing's going to turn. And I know that there's disaster everywhere, but we have to look beyond that, and that's what we're doing.
Mm. And you talked about products you have. May you just unpack them?
Well, led by Stuart Bank back home, who are very innovative. In fact, their CEO has just been recognized as one of the top leaders out of young emerging markets. We've got a bunch of great complementary and competing brands that will come in the future. But to begin with, we've got banking, and we've just launched through Stuart Bank mortgages back home, which is an innovative product. So we really think it's going to help folks that have a yearning to get property back home to have an access to get through to that. So we think that's quite pioneering. DHL then joined us and gave us the huge group, big yellow light to go and sell products all over the world, and we're excited to move and courier things. They do a great job, and so DHL's joined us. Then Fairview's an amazing estate right out there in Mount Hamden. Hundreds of stands being sold already. Phase one's gone. Phase two's coming. As you know, the American Embassy's out there. You've got the Parliament of Zimbabwe going out there. So they've got a great piece of property, and they're doing a good job. And I think it would be a great place for people to go back to. It's not the only place. Then along the way came World Remit, great partners helping us to move money, which we're enjoying. And then Soya Makushi, we wanted to get some legal minds with us. So we really want to establish that whatever investments we do beyond this together with my group, A Brands, and A Rewards, which is rewarding people, particularly churches, for buying in bulk, things like that, which you can talk about. I wanted to establish trust. And then I was very thankful that Generation Health joined us. They've got a great medical aid package. And we want to subsidize that and really make it diasporan, because I think there's some things we can tweet. And then with my brothers from the Vapa story, I just went mad with them in Leicester. That was awesome. We're starting up some brand new products together, and our funeral assurance business is going to be amazing. So I'm excited about that. It's going to launch on the 1st of July. So we've got no time. We get out of here, get home, and start. And Health Point and a number of other hospitals we want to join as well, because our people need better emergency and other care. And we can do it. We shouldn't be sending, no disrespect, our people to India when it should be a health hub right in the heart of Africa.
So you are building trust. How is that? How are you building trust? How can you just explain to us?
Chris, it starts one relationship at a time. Mm-hmm. If I look at you and say, I'm going to take your money, I know how hard you've worked for it. It's not like we just take that money and, oh, let's be really, really clear. The great brands, I remember working with Nigel Chanakiro back in the day with Making Money, and then the TV show Making Money Makes Sense. And somewhere along the line, we as Africans lost it, and that brand, boom, has gone. If we can stay the race, if we can hold together with good fiduciaries, I think that trust is built one client at a time and then it can scale up. And we have to learn that in Africa, not just grab the money and run. So I take it very personally. I had a call in my hotel room for a dear little lady. She had £1,000 and she wants to buy a piece of land. You know, Jonga, I need to really never forget that call. And keep it close, because you know, a lot of people see me and they think, well, Gary, success, big mogul. Folks, I've had more time in the valley than on the mountaintop. So I've got to be close to pain so we can get close to glory.
Yeah, but Gary, some may say the package is too big for you guys to carry. How are you going to manage all these things?
It's not big enough. It needs to get bigger. That's the first thing. We're thinking too small. Secondly, we can't be a jack of all trades and master of none. We are not, obviously, Jonga, going to do all of these products. We collect the excited calls, the interest, and we pass the referrals on. We hope to get a commission in part, but we really want to get a better deal for pastors, for churches, and for large groups. And because of the power of the external dollar or pound or other currency, we can leverage that a little bit. So I think at the end of the day, we're not doing all the jobs. We're just bringing them in and sending them back to our local brands.
Mm-hmm. So what is the argument that I want to invest, but the banks have no money,
right.
And even if I have a product, I might end up not being able to sell it. Is that a well-founded fear?
I think it is a well-founded fear. I think that our market is completely undercapitalized. I think that there are huge pressures. Yes. However, in the midst of it, we're very bullish on capital, land capital. We're very bullish that is not going to be diminishable. So I would take an early position on buying property and getting the right property and getting the right strategy. Because a lot of guys want to have Mafokosi, they want Beatrice, they want something out in Darwindale, then they want to have a farm. Oh, and then I'll have a Borrowdale Brook property and I'll share all the resources. It doesn't work like that. We've got to start re-looking at our asset allocations, and I think that's where we could give some advisory support. So that's what we're doing.
Taita muteereri wekutanga anzi mukoma munyaradzi vari South Africa. Mukoma munyaradzi makadi?
Tipo makadiwo.
Takasimba, tipei zvamuri kuda kupakura.
Okay, ya, inini ndiye munyaradzi ndobva kugoko. Kana takatarira shungu ngati ndinofara nemukana wamandipa. Shungu dzanga dzingati dzidzitaure nazvo. Nina zvibo dzaita kana goko nezvibo dzakanyanya kusarira dzinotadzigwa pasi zvikuru samuZimbabwe. Saka chungu dzandinato ndizive kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vanoti kana vakaenda kunze kwenyika vakanoshanda vakawana dzimari dzavo vaakuenda kuna Harare vakuenda kuna Nabulawayo kunovaka kunoisa mabhizinesi ikoko. Nzvimbo dziya dzavaigara dzavakakura vari vachidzidza vari dzavakuramba dzakasara. Saka shungu yangu yandinoda nditaure ndeyekuti ndachikumbira kuti vanhu vavo kadai zvakateerera. Vainge vanoita musoro pamwe chete vachinosimudzira nzvimbo dzavo dzoziva kuti dzisimukewo kutati vamwe vazoriko munzvimbo imomo vana baba vedu nana mbuya vedu vaonewo zvinhu zvichisimuka kuti vana vavo vatakadzidzisa vachidia kusimudzira nzvimbo izvo ndozvandinokumbira chete kudai vazviva vaita saizvozvo ndinoendera mberi zvakare kuchiti izvi mukataka maMP acho nemakazira nevanhu vacho vanenge vabudirira vese akaita mari munzvimbo anobva akuenda kunosvaga imba kuHarare akuenda kunovaka kuHarare akuenda kunovaka kupi munzvimbo make mamusimudza akusiya saka inyaya inondirwadza zvikuru chaimamo ende ndoendera zvakare mberi ndichiti munzvimbo medu munzvimbo munorima makotoni vanoti vakatengesa vakaita mabhizinesi mabhizinesi avo vakawana dzimari dzadzo vaakutora zvemari yaiya futi vaakubuda nayo vakuenda kumafura mhepo dandokuona kuti kumafura mhepo vakunogara ikoko nzvimbo iyo ramba yakasara saka dai vanga vachinzwa taiti dai vanga vakanosimudza nzvimbo izvi mwari kunze sezvi toenda kuti unoonsimudza musoro pamwe chete tosimudza nzvimbo yedu ndotienda zvikurusa.
Maita basa mukoma munyaradzi. Thank you so much. Chris and Gary, mukoma munyaradzi is saying that he comes from Gokwe and he says Gokwe is an underdeveloped area. And he has complained against people in the diaspora, including myself, maybe. That is if I am part of the people he's talking about. He says many people, when they, like in the diaspora, they have money, they want to build, they go and build in cities like Harare, Bulawa, instead of going to develop Gokwe, where they were raised and they grew up. And also even the farmers, local farmers there, he says Gokwe is a cotton-producing area. The farmers there, and they have money, they sell their cotton and then buy properties in big cities. So he's saying, please help us to tell the people in the diaspora and those with money to develop their areas. He's talking not only for the people of Gokwa, I think even right. from where I come from in Uzumba, it's an underdeveloped area. It's unfortunate that I don't have money. I would have gone back to invest home, but yeah. now that Gary Thompson and associates are here, I think I'll manage to invest in Uzumba through their company.
There you go. I did a campaign for mayor who was running for one of the parties there in Gokwe. So, Munyaradzi, nice to hear from you. And I agree. I think that we need to decentralize our whole environment, our whole mindset. And I think a lot of it comes from the idea that we think it's better in the capital city. But I would definitely believe in capitalizing outside. And agriculture is the catalyst that could help that happen. And, you know, where you grow, there you live, and you get back to the sort of kumusha environment, health. Beautiful. I mean, the fresh air, and if the facilities are right and then you're not slumming it so much, I think people like you would actually look forward to being in the environments out there.
Mm-hmm. But do you have areas where you can say, oh no, Jonga, I want to invest in Uzumba, we are not taking people from Uzumba at this time? Do you have areas where right. you say we are not working well with those areas?
I think the reality is we've got to start walking before we run. We're engaging right now with the diasporans, and we're getting a great sense of what they want. And I want to give them what they want and then be honest enough to say some of these things are doable, some of them aren't, and then make that bridge happen. And then I think as we get into maybe year two, then I think we can start getting beyond. I know we're getting quite a few guys excited, Chris, for Bulawayo. And I think mm-hmm. Bulawayo is this forgotten city that has hugely beautiful land assets in particular. And I'd love to see that develop a little. Mm-hmm. And then you obviously got a whole tourism sector. But the fact is, you're very right. We've got to look beyond the core of Harare only.
Mm-hmm. So now, when you're talking about this kind of investment, I mean, the kind of investment that, you know, people can... go into, are you talking about, you know, ordinary people like myself just going there, or do you connect these people to those with money?
You know what? The system right now has failed. Let's admit it. We've had so many government delegations and other things and conferences. It's failed. So we're a failed state at this current time. And the people bailing us out are the diasporans, right? Mm-hmm. In the main. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a bridge broken because there's a lot of trust that's been misrepresented by various reasons. Let's put that in the past. If Zimbabwe is going to rebuild, we cannot discount the diasporans, the dispersion, the divided ones. We've got to bring those divisions and bring it from a dividing into a multiplying symbol. We've got to take the division and multiply. And what does that mean? That means that we've got to start first phase right now, which is you have got $1,000 free each month. You say, I might not be able to get a house, but you know what? With this A Rewards program, I can invest $500 or $300, and we put you into a pool. And with that pool, we buy a bunch of things that we think are going to be great, or one thing, and we develop it, but you're a shareholder. I'm saying this, and this is maybe where you've got to take two assumptions. I'm saying we're at the end of an era of destruction, and I think there's going to be an era of construction coming. Number two, I think you've got to give it 3 years. And if those scenarios are correct, then gentlemen, there is no bank in the world that's going to beat the returns. And we can start little bit by little bit. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. Ideally, you take your money home and buy a property. I'd love you to do that, but not everyone can do that off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, Gary, some would-be investors would say, I don't want to buy a house, but I can buy a shop and let it out. Yes. I rent it out.
Yes.
But now he needs the money here. But I think with the laws in Zimbabwe, it's problematic for someone to take out some money. What will happen to those people?
Well, I think we've got to be creative. We've got to respect the laws of the land. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is the bridge that does both. And I think with some of our partnerships, like with Stewart Bank I've alluded to, there's other ways of making things happen. So we're saying to churches, group, pool, come together, see what better deals we can do in bulk. You know, it's the basic idea of rewards. That's why we have A Rewards. If you buy 20 airline tickets, we certainly should give the pastor a free one. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. And it's just by grouping. You guys just don't realize how powerful you are. We're all out there. Now we've got to start coming back together. And it's not about a political party, and it's not about that type of movement per se. It's about saying, let's get the firepower of the people back. And I just want to add this, if you don't mind, Jongo and Chris. I have a big problem, a very big problem, that we want the dollars of the diaspora, but we as Zimbabweans don't have the dignity of the diaspora. We have to come back and say, we're sorry. Thank you for what you've done. We've betrayed you too. We've let you down. Mm-hmm. Now, by just starting on those human relationship issues, let's build a foundation to rebuild our Zimbabwe, because we can't believe in a magical day that the elections will change it all or something else. We've got to start little bit by little bit.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson, visiting us tonight. We continue.
Talk show now. Talk in the belly. That's Kenge.
Siyabonga
kakhulu. So we are continuing still with...
with Rose. We understand you have your partner from Gary Thompson and Associates. So maybe she will come in and continue from where you have left. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, so people out there, we are talking investment today, business, money, mari, imali. Yes, you can give us a call on 001-202-619-2077, and we'll definitely call you right back, Jonga.
Maybe, Chris, I wanted to ask, while we are waiting for the transition, for us to come in, Thompson, Gary wrote a book. Maybe you can just give us... just 30 seconds about the book.
The Liberator is a life work of mine. It's about this incredible woman. Her name's Winnie Kanayongwa, back home, about this big. She was blown up during the war, used as a human shield. And when I got to meet with Winnie, as I visited the prisons with her, I felt that her story would ignite not just our nation, but a continent on the type of reconciliation we are absolutely desperately needing to rebuild our economy. So I wrote the story basically on her life. So if you're an African-American... if you're someone who loves Africa or someone who wants to kind of understand why Africa is like it is, The Liberator.
Thank you so much, Gary. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris, Taita Mteriri, Mkoma Leonard, Variku, Botswana. Mkoma Leonard, Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi.
Hey, Mkoma Chirongwa, Ndechenyu, Tipe Chirongwa.
Okay, I'm actually traveling. I'm on my way to Botswana. I'm still in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the two.
Saka apa assurance muda kuiwana ku hurumende here kana kuti kune vesangano vati kutaura nawo ve Gary Thompson
and Associates. Ndino saka hurumende let's not talk about the government. Right? Chandu kubvunza mere sangana kina right? Ivo zvipita mukati me Zimbabwe right? Kuti zvingaite in place zvinoita kuti isu patiwe na business edu right? Tinokwanisa kuoperata freely, right? What we want in and out. My little tree wanna from outside the country, right? As
Nare ya mkoma lena jinenge irikumbwe nda ichi zima asi nda nzguwa shawaru kubunza. Ndoro regaiti yange tachinga miza amai Rose Tawengwa pachirongwa chedu tunu kuchinga miza ina mfaro.
Dino tenda.
Mchungu shika kudai mkoma lena duwarenga wafu wangu kukandira ya mbunzo. Anzi assurance kana kuti vimbiso yatinga wana kubva kusangano renyu kuti tikauya kumusha kuti tiite mabhizimusi sezvavari kuita ivari kuita vari kuBotswana. Ndeipi nekuti vari kuti kuhurumende takundikana kuwaniswa vimbiso iyoyo kana assurance yekunzi aiwa zvinhu zvenyu zvinenge zvakachengetedzeka.
All right. Isusu is Gary Thompson and Associates. We can only encourage them to kuti vashinge nekuti kana zviri zvino zvavari kuve disappointed nazvo isusu tinokwanisa kukurudzira kuti zvinoita isu tiri kuwana saka tinokurudzira kuti gavao yavazoita vanongoshingairo sezviri kuita vamwe vanokunda yes
and muchivabatsira futi kuchengetedza nekutarisa kana kufambisa mabusiness avo muchivabatsira kuvapa njere nepfungwa
tinovabatsira vazhinji vari kuita mabusiness kumusha kuZimbabwe despite the situation there and it depends on how hard they work it depends on their strategies it depends on you know how forceful they are so there is need for aggression from each and every person yeah we just need to rebuild
so are there any particular businesses which you would encourage people to invest I mean we know that you know there's food the food industry I understand is one of the driving as it is because people always want to eat or are there any other businesses that you can
right well we really wouldn't say go into this business and this one do not but would maybe just encourage them to look at what the economy is offering what they can do what their calling is that sort of thing we've got brands that are supporting that sort of thing as well yeah
ndofunga mumwe mvunzo ungada kuvunzwa nevatereri ndevekuti tapinda muchirongwa chenyu chekuti ndoda kutenga kana inga wa stand nekuti vazhinji vari kunze ndo zvinhu zvatinotarisa kuti handoda pangu pekundikasvika kumusha ndonowana pekugara mune hurongwa here hwekuti unoisa mari yako zvishoma zvishoma kana kuti munoti tipe mari titumire mari toiunganidza kusvika yakwana paunoti yakutenga stand munenge muchiita sei ndinokwanisa here kutenga stand asi ndichizobhadhara zvishoma zvishoma kana kuti ndinokupai mari moiunganidza kusvika yakwana 50,000 muchinonditengera stand
all right on that one we do have one of our brands Short Bank it is a bank that is offering banking products it has also just got approval to start giving out mortgages and for that reason we are saying open a Short Bank account one of the banking products there you can apply for a mortgage once you do get a mortgage there is Fairview Estates and other real estate companies that can help you acquire a property acquire land then you can build so we are saying that platform is already there
ndidzokorewe nerurimi rwa maivanzwe vamwe wangu kuti muri kuti
tine bank ratakauya kuzomiririra rinoitwa Short Bank bank iri rakupa ma mortgages asi kuti munhu ukwanise kuwana mortgage unofanira kuvhura account ne Short Bank ndopanotangira hurukuro yavo ne Short Bank they will go through vanoenda nematano ekuasiswa ekuonekwa kunzi vane mukana here wokuwana mortgage kuti vapiwe chikwereti zvichinge zvadaro kana vabudirira vakapiwa chikwereti vokwanisa kutenga ingava imba ingava stand ndopavanozotangira kuvaka zvinodhipenda nekuti matambiriro avo emari vari kunze kwenyika anovapa mukana wakakura sei mari yakawanda sei yekuti vawane chikwereti kubank kuti vagotanga kuvaka kana kutenga stand
Ai, kuyezwakala jonga kubalaleli lapha sizwa kuthiwa abe Gary Thompson basebenzelana ke le Stewart Bank yona esiyenelisa ukuthi iphathise abantu bengabe funa istand kumbe befuna nje okunye ukuthi basebenzise basebenzelana layo kodwa okwakathesi silo mnumzana Anglestone Sibanda icingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo
Yes,
bongile. Sixoxa lapha ngendaba ye-investment ekhaya. Siyazi ukuthi ungusomabhizimusi uyazazi into ze-investment. Silabe Gary Thompson and Associates esixoxa labo, sixoxisana labo besitshela nje ngohlelo abalalo. Uhlelo oluthiwa lona jonga luthiwani uhlelo
Homecoming Tour.
Homecoming Tour. Yeah, uhlelo lolu lukhuthaza ke abase abaku diaspora ukuthi ba invest. Yeah, ungasitshela wena ukuthi ubona njani udaba lokuya investa ekhaya?
Akuna muntu ongafisiyo ukuthi ayinvesta ekhaya ngoba lapho sikhona emazweni esifaka khona izimali siyafaka yebo izimali kodwa akulanto enhle emuntwini wonke njengokuthi umuntu ayifaka imali yakhe ekhaya kodwa ke kusuka kube lohlupho lokuthi ekhaya sile challenge ekhona e-politics ukuthi i-confidence kasilayo ma singapha lapho sisebenza khona emazweni esisebenza kiwo siyabe silama-partners amanye singathi ngama-investors esisebenza lawo kusuka kuxake ukuthi ma sesiphenduka ekhaya sizovula ibhizinisi lo muntu engihlengwe ngiphathina naye sikuza fika bese kuthiwa khona khona yena 4951 basuka bese besala ke ama partners ethu esisebenza labo ukuthi sizoya invest ekhaya ngoba bese saba I indigenization baba law ekhona enza kube nzima kakhulu ukuba sisebenze okwesibili futhi kusuka kube nzima ukuthi kafila sure lento singayithi environment ekhona ukuthi kahle kahle kuzahamba njani kwezepolitiki njalo izinqumo ezenziwa ngabezepolitiki zizakuba lesi sindo esingakanani kuma-business le-investment yethu so ekugcineni siyafisa ukuthi si-investe siyafisa ukuthi thina abanye siyathanda kakhulu ezokulima siyafisa ukuthi si-investe ku-agriculture kodwa asiqiniseko sokuthi ma sibuya sizotshala izimali imali zethu sizozifaka okokuqala vele mina ngiyahle ngifike ngivalelwe phandle ngincishe umhlabathi ngoba kangilakhadi le-ZANU-P F kangaziwa kuzanu-P F iland ukuthola umhlabathi ku-politicized kanti ngapha emazweni engikiwo ngiya-apply nje kuphela ami ngilandele imithetho ngiyangilithola iplan so kusuka kube nzima khona lokho ukuthi kasila confidence yokuthi ma sihlethe imali zethu ekhaya sizatholani kanti njalo kathethi kule cash crisis asilashure ukuthi izaqedwa njani njalo izalunga njani so kusuka kuxake kakhulu ma abantu osomabhizinisi sicabanga ukuthi sizoyi-investa ekhaya yikho into sesiqala siyenza yokuthenga izinkomo nje lokwakha izindlu engasiyo investment enkulu kangako
Oh, okay. Siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, our Mr. Svanda there is saying that, you know, everyone in the diaspora would love to go back and invest back home. But, you know, he raises a number of issues that he says discourage people. Mainly, he says, you know, the policies, the government policies where you end up getting a 4951 and he says the political environment is not favorable and he says he's one of those people who are interested in investing in land but it is politicized and he also talks about the cash crisis So you got anything you want to add on that?
Well,
on those, you know, those kinds of negative sentiments, you know, from people in the diaspora when they want to go and invest.
All right. Obviously, most of his concerns are to do with the politics of the nation that we have not really come to represent as such. We are saying as diasporans, you have a chance to reconnect with back home. You have a chance to rebuild despite the situation. That's our simple message.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, you got a listen.
Yeah, tonight I'm Koma John Namo, from South Africa. I'm Koma John Magadi.
You know, Farah, I'm Koma Magadi Koko.
Ndarwadzi wa mkoma. Mkoma, mkoma John Namo, isichora nezviri kugare here
mkoma. Mkoma, zvinoitika chezve kuti budiriro yenyika. Kati budiriro nehondo hazvipindirani. Avo vanhu vati hangu hamuna ikoko vane urongwa hwakanaka chaizvo namukoma Thompson avo. Zvino chinoitika ndechekudai somukoma tinoda kuti papanzwisise vanhu vangani vari kuZimbabwe vane mari dzavo vakadyirwa mari vachida kutenga masevhi iwayo vachida kuedza kuchongwa kana lendi kana chii vakawandisa muZimbabwe patiri nezimbabwe tipa South Africa. Zvino diaspora kuenderwa inotaurwa nezvekuZimbabwe. Diaspora iri kure chaizvo ngavatiratidze vanhu vavakabatsira vari muZimbabwe vane mari dzavo ndochinhu chokutanga kumba kwedu kune hondo hondo iripo ndeyevanhu vagarisa muzvigaro vatisana president vedu nemapolicies enyika yacho atati ngaibudirire haasi rai saka diaspora yese ngaingwarire kurohwa mari dzenyu atikutidyirwe mari tozishaya munhu wokubvunza mangwana investment inoitwa nyika inoitwa nyika yakagadzikana hakuna munhu angada kunodyara mari yake paunoziva kuti ukana kunodyara mari mangwana unzi zvinhu wakazvina kupaka zvanenge kutengesa nyika yechichi tinazvo zvatakaedza muzimbabwe uchionekwa une zvinhu pabhodha apa uri kubva nazvo kupi mishini waitora kupi imwe yakatobatwa nezimu rapabhodha apa tiatoakuta kuzimbabwe nemasunflowers asi munozviona akapo saka chavari kukurudzira ndechekuti vanhu vadyirwe mari madiaspora because dzinonyura mari zimbabwe inogona kuchinja kungaita miriyoni anytime yonzi mari yahusisina inini pachangu john nhamo ine isu ndakanga tine mashares kwaok 2000 late 90s asi mashares zvo zvakanyura neyai kuti mari muzimbabwe pakazva mabhera ndikazvipresa ndikamboedza kuti aseisei hapanya ndakarecava kana wani mukoma zvino vaanzvadzi hangu avo kana mukoma thompson ngavaitarija vanhu vari kuzimbabwe sese tikaona zvanyatsokubudira zvakanaka nevanhu vari kuzimbabwe isu tokwatona nezvinhu zvetu totanga mabhizinesi kumbao we are ready for that but zvinhu dasi ngatitanga kuita settle down kuzimbabwe then when the dust is down you will see what will happen will tremble for development yenyika yedu
asi ivo semanzwiro andavaita mukoma john vachitsanangura vari kuti imimi mukoma john chivai mumwe wevanhu vekutanga pachazouya vamwe ava vava kuscrambla imune matogara mutambara kedi
hazviitike mukoma kani kuda kusitushina tiripo pamba pedu apa
aiwa regai tivape mukana amai tavengo watsanangure amai hanzi tipindurei tinzwe zvavari bvunza mazvinzwa
allright hongu ndazvinzwa dambudziko ravo riri pane zvakamboitika mumashure kana kuti fungidziro yavo pane zvingangoitike nekuda kwesituation yekuzimbabwe pari zvino asi isu tiri kuti mabrands macompanies atakauya kuzoreprezenta mabrands ichokwadi mabrands ane simba mabrands makuru kwazvo isu tiri kuti tiri kukubatanidzai tiri kuva kwanika tikukonekta with these brands uyewo we have a legal representation as well amongst the brands. So we are saying whatever you are not sure of, whatever your concerns may be, our legal partner of choice, which is Soya and Mkushi, is there to assist in any way possible. Nekuti kana zvinge zvadaro ndo vanenge vakupindura munyaya dzacho. Hongu saka isu tiri kuti aiwa hatingati pane zvingatyise nekuti mabrands atakaya kuzorepresenta mabrands makuru makambani makuru kwazvo asina chipomerwa chatinganongedzera
asi ndofunga ndichinzwisisa matsanangura avari kuita mukoma nhamo inesu vari kuti kanadai vanga vaine mari kubrand hombe yakaita seok sezvavataura kuti vakanga vaine mashare ikoko hanzi zvose zvakangoparara sedova ikoko ok kambani imwe inonzi ihombe iyoyo ndo zvavari kutya izvozvo ende handifunga kuti ndovega vane pfungwa iyoyo vakawanda vari mudiaspora vanongofunga kuti mari dzataichengeta nguva yakazongonzi zim dollar hakuchisina zvabva zvashanduka tikazosara takabata bond yanga iri yainzi chii nguva yacho not bond mabhiera not newanechi saka izvo ndo zviri kutyiwa nevanhu kuti ndakanga ndine $10,000 ndakazomuka ndaunzi une dollar
allright hongu it's a concern which is valid asi isu tiri kuti hatisi kuuya kuzotengesa mashares pastock market hatisi kuuya kuzoti mari ngaitsakatike for example the investment opportunity that we are presenting is that of property. Property really stays forever. I mean kana munhu akatenga imba yake inoendepi? Kana imba yacho ikatengwa iri muzita rake anoramba akabata matitle dzedzimba yake.
Kana nhasi bondi rinotirikadzi rabva unosara wakabata mari imba yako.
Unosara wakabata imba yako. Saka isu tiri kuti hatina, we are not representing the stock market. We are representing real value. Yes.
Pane zvirongwa zvimwe ameno Chris kana une mubvunzo wekumbova paa kana kuti ndongokanda mubvunzo.
Namo isu
mukoma namo ndazonge muchiripo ndandanzwa ndisina kuzenge ndakunzwai kubackground ndafunga kuti mabva magutsikana here nemhinduro
mukoma kuti chokwadi hangu ka kugutsikana chako ina handina hangu nekuda kwekuti this is the wrong time they are implementing their mabrands akutaura wrong time. Ones that our government they were supposed to plan for the future, not for us now. We would imagine that in Homaga.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I am going to go to Zimbabwe.
Bye, Chris.
Do we still have Swanda on the line? Swanda? Yes, Swanda. Now that maybe you have had a bit of what we have been discussing. Can you can we have your input from the South African side of the diaspora?
I think the program that they are presenting is a brilliant program from what I am hearing, but the challenge that we have, like my brother Namo has said, is the issue of confidence in the government system, because whatever program they're implementing it within the context of a governing, as a governing system, and policies can change anytime. That is where our major concern is. We are not certain of what may happen tomorrow. However, I think the program is good, but the problem is the timing. And then since now they are saying, Gary Thompson has been saying you can start planning. We may consider, but there is a lot of outreach that they need to do, reaching out to the diaspora, especially in South Africa, where a majority of us are, and in other countries. Perhaps we may consider. Not everybody wants to buy a house. Everybody wants to buy to have some investments back home. But what is really deterring us is the political environment. That's where the challenge is. So I think forward looking, it's a good thing that they are doing, but they need to reach out to us and convince us.
So are you going to, by any chance, to South Africa?
Well, we are considering taking up South Africa at some other time, yes.
Uyezwa baba Swanda. Bathi babuya ngesinye isikhathi lizaxoxisana khona ngapha eSouth Africa.
Sizobe sifalindele and baba angahambi kwenye indawo, sizobe sifalindele eHebrew.
So hayi bayafike. Yeah, so in terms of the ama projects la obazwayo ozileyo obuyakhuluma iland siyabona ukuthi yiwe ngaba politicized, but amanye ke ama products abo ke
kangi katenga kaxhumeni labo kangako, but I'll follow them online. I don't care even on island if it's real estate. I don't have a problem with it, but I always have a problem with agricultural land, because we are all aware that the land that is heavily politicized is agricultural land. And the residential land has been affected by issues of corruption. We know the corruption in Chitungu is in Harare, and the corruption that saw people's houses being demolished. Those are some of the things. But if it's a real estate, I'm sure everyone is keen to own a house. Let them come and convince us, and what we want is something that is credible, something that is that we are certain that is going to be a meaningful investment. I'm sure we may consider, in spite of the challenges and around the conflict in the political system.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Can you just keep holding? We have another listener.
Holding.
Nkoma Brian Magadi.
Ndiri pedi makasimba here.
Takasimba ndi Brian Muruyengwe.
Yes.
Ah, iyo aitambwina iyi. Hazvina basa kuti imhuru.
As long as iri iri inotouraya.
Eh, maswera sei Nkoma.
Ndaswera hangu maswera sei baba.
Aiwa taswera nyaya iripo ndiyo yebudiriro kumusha kuti toita sei tikasvika kumusha. Kazhinji uchibva mudiaspora unongochitarisirwa pamusoro semunhu asvika kupamba pake kana kumusha kwake. Pakuchizonorara apa hakunzi chienda onorara nevakomana kana kunzi hamugadzirire mukicheni umu kana kuti wozoti ari gaendera remota yanda hai hai ndozvinoda kuedza kuti zvigadziriswe. Imi munotiwo?
Yes, very, very true. Nyaya iripo hombe ndeyekuti isu patinenge tiri kudiaspora we expect kuti tiite maefforts nemacontributions kutraya kubuild our homes, to build the background of our economies back home in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So our expectation is that as we work in the diaspora, we expect the government as well to provide the opportunities or platforms whereby we contribute to the national, to the growth of our economy through revenue or taxing. Mm. That would be the best thing to do.
Saka tingati here muri kuda kunzwa kune Gary Thompson and Associates kuti vane vavari kushandawo nawo here muhurumende kuitirawo zvimwe sezvakaita zvamuri kutaura izvozvo.
Very, very true. Taida kuti tinzwewo mafungiro avo kuti what measures are they put in place in cohort with the government to ensure that what we aspire as Zimbabweans in diaspora will also come to fruition.
Might remember that's directed to you.
Okay. Well, kuya kwa takaita, chiku representa my brands. Shore Bank, DHL, Fairview, Swain and Mkushi, the legal practitioners of choice, and HealthPoint, Well Remit. We are trying to connect, to reconnect the diasporans with back home by offering these products, also to bring convenience to the diasporans so that when they do business, say, back home, it is easy. They can pick up business opportunities. They can transact, back in Zimbabwe whilst they are here. So, of course, yes, the government issues, I can't discuss at the moment, but we are saying as brand ambassadors, as brand representatives, this is what we are bringing to the diaspora.
And before I go back to Mkoma Brian, if you ever in any way approach the government on this project you are moving around with and also sold it to them, if so, which ministry have you approached and what have they said about it? Because to them, I think it's something that will bring investment and even tourism to Zimbabwe. My telling.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, kuti matimamboita here zvekuti mukusangana kana nemapazi ehurumende kana mamwe mapoka ehurumende muchiwapa ofungwa dzinyi dzamuri kufamba nadzo idzi muchinzwa kuti vanoti kuitira kana makuzosangana nemibvunzo yakaita saiyoyi nekuti zvinhu zvinogona kutobatsira hurumende kuunza mari, kuunza vapote, I mean, vamatourists vanoya kunoona nezvimwe zvakadaro.
All right. It would be a very good idea ifungwa dzakanaka chose. Uyewo ndinotenda kuti chinhu chinganakire hurumende yedu zvakanyanya. Saka tanzwa chishuo chavainacho. Tichatora mukana wekuti tisvitse shoko iroro kuitira kuti patinodzoka kana kuti patinowana umwe mukana zvakare, tinoda kuti zvose izvozvo maconcerns iwayo agadziriswe, atariswe maari kuitira kuti maareas ese ange anoitwa address.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mukoma Brian, ndofunga manzwa zviri kutsanangurwa naamai Tavengwa. Hello, Mukoma Brian. ndofunga nare ya donasi anzi chiri musaka saka chinozvinzwira ndofunga vanzwa tsananguro Chris.
Yes, so can you just give us more details on each of these brands that you are representing in terms of how people in the diaspora can invest, like for example DHL? I mean, what is the motive here that you have as a representative of those brands?
All right, we are saying that Standard Bank,
mm-hmm.
You can open a bank account,
mm-hmm.
you can do it from here, you can access banking services while you are here in the diaspora. As if you were back home, you are able to pay your bills from here through the Standard Bank account. You can pay Zesa, you can do this, you can transfer money to locals back in Zimbabwe. So that's convenience. WorldRemit, you are able to send money again from here to your family back home, so that at least it's easy, it's convenient, it is possible. With DHL, you are able to send parcels, documents, you know, in a very safe and secure way, fast as well. We know DHL is an international company and very reliable, so we are bringing you DHL on this program. We do have Fairview. Fairview is a real estate company which is offering these properties as well. Now for Fairview, they are saying the first 20 customers to say buy a property, they are giving a discount, quite a huge discount. So we are encouraging listeners, those that really are considering buying a property, if they do so with Fairview, they're going to get a huge discount. We do have Swende Mkushi, a legal partner of choice. As we transact, as we do this program, should they have any legal concerns, there's Swende Mkushi there to assist. We do have Generation Health. We know that charity begins at home. So, back home with Generation Health, for families in Zimbabwe, they can sign them up on this medical aid program so that their sick can be assisted through Generation Health. So those are the products that we are bringing.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the funeral policy?
Yes, there's the funeral cover as well. Mm-hmm. So we are encouraging people outside Zimbabwe to access all these products for convenience. If they approach us in groups, the power of partnerships apply, economies of scale, there are advantages there.
Wonguva teereri nevatariri, sezva tambotaura tichatanga pai tina mukoma Gary Thompson, tambotsanangura basa ravari kuita todzokorora zvakare kuti vari kuita nezvei, anzi DHL vanda kutakurirwa zvinhu kuenda kumusha, zvinomhanyiswa, nyaya dzekuchengetwa mari, pane jengeta mari, Restored Bank. Kuita wanda zvekuvaka kune Fairview. Hanzi anenge auya akatenga stand makaita vekutanga makumi maviri 20 pane discount ipapo. Kouya nyaya dzezveutano kune medical aid policies anzi Generation Health ndoimwe vanenge vachibatsira. Kuitawo nyaya dzekushaikirwa idzi vanobatsira zvakare. Kuita nyaya dzemagweta vanenge vachida kugutsikana kuti zvinofamba sei. Nyaya dzekutyakisirwa ruoko muhomwe idzo hanzi munoenda kune Soya and Mkushi. Nzi Soya and Mkushi.
Yes.
Ndizvozvo magweta. Kwoita nyaya World Remit yekuendesa mari kumusha. Tajaira Western Union ne imwe yacho inonzi Chris
MoneyGram.
Ne MoneyGram. Aya, kune imwe zvakare inonzi World Remit yavari kushanda nayo. Vanokwanisa kunge vachitibatsira tichiendesa mari dzedu kumusha zvichisvika zvinhu mune zvakanaka. Chandisinganyanyonzwisisa ndechekuti pane humwe hurongwa here hungada kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe kana kuti kutongotasangana zvataita izvi. Makutondinyore pasi madetails angu kana zita nepandogara nezvimwe zvakadaro ndotokuudzai kuti ndiri kudai ichi kana mune humwe hurongwa hamuchazoti ngatisanganei zvakare.
All right. Tasangana saizvozvi. All this is happening under the Air Rewards program.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this form here. A rewards form,
mm-hmm.
where you can just give us your details. You indicate which services you would like us to assist with.
Mm-hmm.
Then we link you up with the relevant a service provider that we've come to represent.
Pakareruka apa hanzi pane formula unongo tonyora uisa magwaro ako zvisiza unongo uchida kuti zviitwe nedivi reure boka raunoda kushanda naro kana zviri zvemari kana zviri zvemba zviri zvechi ungoisa pafomu ipapo iyo vakutokubatanidzai nevaridzi vezvirongwa izvozvo. Zvinhu zvakareruka izvo, Chris.
Yeah, jonga ipo kakhulu sibile silondlovu ecingweni unkosi kaNdlovu siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Ebo mfowethu Chris, kunjani futhi?
Hayi, ngiphilile. Awuxolo lapha sigcine sayenza aba izethekele ezisivakatshele estudio lapha sigcine sesixoxa ngalabo lapho kwesikhathi eside njalo sixoxa ngabe bakhuluma ngama products achiyeneyo ehlukeneyo. Siyazi ukuthi wena lawe kweze investment lapha ungumuntu ongani lawo ungasiphathisa, yiko ke besikunxusile kodwa ke sigcine sixoxa nje labe Gary Thompson Associates baxoxa nje basitshela ngokuthi bona balama products achiyeneyo abahamba ngawo ngethemba la khona ngapho bebekhona e-UK. Kodwa wena ngamafitshane nje ungasitshela nje ngombono wakho ngendaba ze-investment.
Ye, thina singabantu benkayi abavele enkayi bonke abalapha e-UK sizama ukuthi sivuselele i-district yakithi enkayi ngokuhlanganisa izimali kusukela hold on Chris.
While he's talking, Jonga, Ndlovu says they've started some kind of investment drive from the United Kingdom, so they are trying to invest in Nkai.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a particular they want Nkai in particular that they are trying to bring up. So, usukhona Ndlo.
I think it's still tied up.
Yeah,
but the one who wants to never get Thompson and Associates could run away. She has run away. She could guy.
That's what we
as you see, Gary Thompson and Associates are going to have a rewards. Yeah, I talked to one watch tender and Nika, Vacha Pinda Nika Natu, Nema Gutamasere, 3 countries and 8 cities. Vachi Shambaza, Urongwa, why now? Chimbonzwa Chris kuti vadzoka here.
Kune vaSwanda futhi. Swanda.
Yebo.
Yeah, Swanda, sorry ukubambisa kakhulu lapha indaba ikhanya yachisa lapha labe Gary Thompson lapha.
Ngiyabezwa.
Yeah, so anduzwile ama products abo ukuthi maningi njani njalo ubona ngani angaphathisa yini kakhulu kona ngapha South Africa?
Ama products abo angaphathisa ngokubona kwami. Kodwa ke sifuna ukuthi sizwisise kahle ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. Lanxa nje sihlala njengale kubhenka sisaba thina ukufaka imali zethu e-Steward Bank, i-Reserve Bank, iviki izimophile zonke. Singiyafaka ama-rands ami i-Reserve Bank iviki wamophile wonke. Kahle kahle bona i-products abo abamboni ele nkinga. Ngiyazibuza khonapho ukuthi Generation Health ma ngingayithatha leyo health policy izaba izihlobo zami ziyabe ziyalatshwa ngaphi ngoba ekhaya izibhedlela zangikhona kazisebenzi kahle. So imbuzo engifuna ukuthi ngabe ngibabuza bona ngiqondane labo kahle kahle ukuthi asithi ngiyithathe leyo policy sikwazi mhlophe ukuthi ezibhedlela akunamadokotela akunamithi kwiza iyasebenza yini ukuthi ngizolaphisa izihlobo zami lapha e-South Africa kumbe ukuthi isihlobo sami ngiyesilaphisa e-India ikava igcina ngaphi leyo jana leyo medical facility.
Ye, wathi ngimbuze nje masinya but hayi isikhathi vele sesesiphelile. You know, Mrs. Swanda is saying that he's wondering how your medical scheme works, especially when you know the hospitals and facilities in Zimbabwe is almost you know run down.
All right.
That was unfortunately, you know, a question that came right at the end because we are running out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk with him off air. Thank you so much, Mr. Svanda. Yebo.
Thank you so much, Mike Tavengwa and Chonga and
Gary Thompson.
Thank you so much. That was Svanda there. We come to the end of the show, unfortunately. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Mwara Sakanaka, Zilongwa, the Studio 7, Ziripo, Chonga, Kandemiri.